It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And this is our Champions League, not review episode, we call it the Champions League aftermath episode. Because we are here, well, not as much to do a post-mortem, Vishal.
Yeah.
But mostly a reflection on what happened to be an extremely dramatic game.
Absolutely.
Not the result that we ideally wanted. But
yeah,
again, very hard to argue against the result, Vishal.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the more experienced team definitely won. I wouldn't say the better team. The more experienced team it showed, and that's what brought them on the cup final in the end.
And let's talk about the extraordinary circumstances around this game.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Liverpool losing Mohamed Salah early on,
yeah,
about 30 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
Unfortunate injury in that tangle with Sergio Ramos.
Yeah.
Soon after, they went into halftime at 0-0, but it seemed like Liverpool are already a little uneasy.
Absolutely.
Because they had a great start.
Yeah.
Good 20-minute spell initially, but
yep,
Real somehow weathered the storm.
Yep. I think the halftime, while watching it as well, we clearly felt that halftime came at the right time for Liverpool, because Madrid was slowly getting into the game and it looked like they're getting closer and closer to goal with a lot of possession, a lot of useful possession, not just keeping the ball.
There was a one disallowed goal off,
absolutely,
an offside.
Of the offside and the ball hitting the side netting. And so there was a lot of incidents that really started, were starting to go in Madrid's favor, and halftime really came at the right point. But I think, like we said, the way it happened was not ideal, because these mistakes that happened were not something you can account for, especially from the point of view of Carey throwing the ball into Benzema's feet. While you got to give like 10
Benzema a lot of credit for being
credit
there
for
the
being
right
that
time.
The presence of mind was immaculate, where he saw the ball coming and to put it out, put his leg out in that millisecond was just brilliant, and credit to him there. But again, you expect a goalkeeper at this level to not be even trying to make that pass at that point in time. So
I mean, like we were both discussing that at that exact moment,
yeah,
you turned around to,
yeah,
eat some ice cream,
yeah,
I turned around to drink some water, because we thought there was nothing dramatic that,
yeah,
is going to happen.
Yeah, and boom. So yeah, pretty much Liverpool for you. But yeah, but you got to give credit to Liverpool as well, because they were definitely not outplayed on the night. Luck definitely was not on their side for the night. Silly mistakes, but that is the difference between an experienced squad like Madrid, who were clinical. And if you look at every player on that Madrid squad, did their jobs. Be it the central defenders, be it their wing-backs, be it their centre-backs, be it their goalkeepers, everybody did their jobs, and that's why they won. They did not play extraordinarily well. And maybe Liverpool, some players got carried away, some players made silly mistakes, some players could have been better, and obviously the injury to your best player didn't help. But I think this is part of their learning curve. It's still a very young team, and it's still a team that has a lot to grow and only going to get better. So in the learning curve of things, this is only going to make them better. But yeah, the clear gaping holes in the Liverpool squad were seen, one in terms of depth, two in terms of central midfield, because their forward line and defence are still not bad at all, but central midfield is where they lost this game. So I think clear gaps for Klopp to go after and fill this summer. But it's a healthy start for Liverpool. As in three seasons of Klopp and one UEFA Cup final and one Champions League final is not bad at all.
And we have discussed about Klopp as well.
Yeah.
He has been taking mediocre squads and shaping,
yeah,
them into overachieving.
Yes.
Probably now needs to upgrade his model.
Absolutely. I think he's too pro the club, where to the point where it's starting to harm him. And the club where at some point he needs to stop compromising and saying, okay, I will take a 5 out of 10 player and make him a 7 out of 10 and, you know, get
somehow
things done. Because at some point you're going to run into a Madrid.
Sum of the parts.
Yeah, at some point, like in the league, at multiple times when he ran into an efficient United or on their day a better City or on their day a better Tottenham.
For that matter, Spurs.
Yeah, so exactly. On some days, world-class will be world-class, because they need moments, they don't need 90 minutes. And this is exactly what happened, where a Gareth Bale moment is what changed the match around, where he came on. I don't think Liverpool had too many players who could do that on the field at that point of time. So in this summer transfer window, I think Klopp needs to say, okay, great, you buy players like Oxlade-Chamberlain, great, but you might want to go after Gareth Bale, you might want to go after Fakir and sign him up and get these things done, because Virgil van Dijk was a good statement, but you need more of those players to really win trophies and to beat a team like Madrid, who can who are 11 players who can beat you instead of just one or two players.
And you had a Gareth Bale coming off the bench, like we discussed.
That's a luxury.
I mean, a Carvajal twists his ankle and has to go out, and you replace him
with a Nacho.
Nacho, who comes in, immediately hits a ball into the side netting, almost scores. You have the luxury of bringing in.
The subs, like they say, right, the subs are supposed to come and make you better, and to get somebody as world class as Isco off and bring Gareth Bale on, who supposedly one of the best players in the world right now, and not many will argue as well, and immediate impact. And we all thought Ronaldo's cycle kick was going to be the goal of the year, but guess what?
Well, there were a lot of Juventus fans who were absolutely jubilant, saying thank God. Nobody would remember Ronaldo's goal now.
Yep, so you just can't, like, you just can't prepare for world class, so that's about it. That's pretty much what beat Liverpool. And of course, there are silly mistakes that Liverpool committed from their end.
But then again, we tried to rationalize that, and we've talked about that before as well.
Yep.
That even without Karius's first mistake, I mean, the second probably also came late into the game.
Yep.
In terms of the first mistake, even without that mistake, Real had come close enough.
Yes, absolutely.
There was a hairline offside,
Of
which actually Karius had originally pulled off a fantastic close-range save off Ronaldo.
Yep.
And then Benzema put it in and was
ruled
offside.
In the post, then.
After that, Isco hit the bar at the beginning of the second half. So Real had come close. It was just a matter of time before they
exactly scored. Real Madrid were definitely...
It's just unfortunate it came off that error.
Yeah, it was definitely Real Madrid pretty much tightening the screws and closing in on the game. But yeah, Liverpool didn't have enough players rising to the occasion. I think we need to call out Sadio Mane and how good he was and how much he stepped up to the occasion. And if he had a couple of more players who really stepped up to the plate, but I don't know if Liverpool had the resources or the mindset at that point in time, because to watch Salah go off on that is not a great, it's not great for any player at any point in time. So it is unfortunate, but I just guess they have to take it as a part of the learning curve and get better.
So we just finish on that note that you can't do much about world class.
You can't do much.
Eventually, the cream does rise.
This team has played four of the last five finals, as in this team, literally this 11. So.
And they've won their third straight.
Yep.
And they just seem like a team that was primed to come there.
Yep.
And win. So Real right now have a Rocky-like success record so far.
Absolutely.
In terms of the big bouts. So that's about all for our Champions League aftermath episode. From a slightly disappointed and dejected Tariq, and
even more disappointed because Madrid won three in a row. That's just not cool.
And Vishal also not clearly enjoying this, but let's see what happens next season.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we have more to come. We have our comprehensive season review to come. We have our World Cup specials to come. So keep an eye out for those. And you can do that by following us on Twitter at SenSoccer or visiting us on our Audioboom page, where you can find all the episodes on audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. Otherwise, you can subscribe to us on any of the podcasting platforms that you use. So that's it for this episode of Soccer Sense. This is Tariq signing off. I'm Vishal.
We literally have miles to go before we sleep.
See you guys next time.